Opera fanatics are known to trot out that old complaint about they don't make them like they used to, while pining for the great singers of the past. For NPR's Tom Huizenga, a self-described opera nerd, the sound of the Golden Age is alive and well in the voice of tenor Joseph Calleja. He's a young singer with an old-school sensibility, and he's just released his newest CD.
Tra voi belle brune bionde si nasconde giovinetta vaga e vezzosa.
Joseph Calleja is from a non-musical family on the tiny island of Malta, and he's an unlikely throwback to great early 20th century tenors like Tito Skipa. Calleja has a sun-drenched Italian sound, a vibrato that flickers like old silent movies, and the ability to float soft high notes like few singers can today. Calleja told me he spent hours with his voice teacher early on just listening to old, scratchy recordings of the Golden Age tenors, trying to soak up the secrets of their style.
The line they had was absolutely unrivaled. The Italians call it la linea di canto, the line of singing, the legato. You know, if you listen to people like Skipa, it's like being in a dream, the way they approach a phrase and the way they spin it. And I think that in some ways I do try and not imitate but emulate what they did and give it, of course, my own personal touch, my own personal timbre and my own personal interpretation. For example, if I do
Dai campi, dai prati, che in onda la...
One of the things I noticed first when I heard him is how unique his sound is.
Soprano Renee Fleming has sung on stage with Calleja, and she's a fan of his old-fashioned approach.
Not only his sound, but his production, the way he sings is uniquely his. It's not like other singers who kind of are versed in the typical Italianate style. His is rounder and warmer, but also kind of a soft-grained sound, and I love the fast vibrato. That's my own personal taste. I really love that. The reason why his singing is especially beautiful, I think, is because it sounds so natural. I mean, he has a rare ability to be able to make things sound easy.
And easy, you might say, is how Calleja found his way to the stage of New York's Metropolitan Opera. Or, actually, the Met found him. Peter Gelb, the company's general manager, flew to Seattle in 2006, where he first heard Calleja, and he said he was knocked out by the beauty of the voice.
It's a very unusual sound. It's kind of a throwback. It has this very warm vibrato to it, and it reminds many people who hear him of singers of a kind of a golden age from decades ago. So I was struck by how gifted he was and was determined that he would be singing at the Met, and he has been doing so ever since.
One of Gelb's top Calleja moments was his Met performance as Edgardo in Donizetti's Lucia di Lammermoor last season. Let's take a listen. The New York Times described that performance from this past April as one of the best roles of Calleja's exciting Met career. But some are wondering if Calleja should actually be singing at the Met. Sounds like an idiotic question, right? But it's a question that Philadelphia Inquirer classical music critic David Patrick Stearns has been asking himself. He's a big Calleja fan, but lately he's been a little worried.
I just feel as though he's over-singing, and I kind of felt that way at the Met when I heard him do Tales of Hoffman. At first I thought, perfect, that's the kind of medium-weight lyric tenor repertoire that, you know, Joseph should be singing. and I thought he was pushing too hard. I think that he was worried about being heard up at the family circle, which God knows is halfway to Connecticut.
As opera houses go, the Met is huge, much larger than opera houses were just 100 years ago. And the pressure tenors are under to sing the most popular repertoire in the most popular houses is tremendous. But Calleja, despite any concerns, seems to have a good idea of just where his voice is headed.
I have a very different voice now at 33 years of age than when I was 19. But the trick is, you don't force your voice to change. Your voice has to change by itself, with correct development and study. If you guide it, it will show you, it will point the way, and then you can take it there.
Just where Calleja will take his voice, we can only guess at this point. He's only 33, young by operatic standards. But with luck, we'll continue to enjoy his old-school sound from the past far into the future. Tom Heisinger, NPR News. Ma per fortuna una notte di luna, e qui la luna l'abbiamo vicina.
And now an update to the breaking news we're following out of Libya this morning. Former leader Muammar Gaddafi is dead, though details of how he died are not yet completely clear. In a news conference this hour, Libya's new prime minister confirmed Gaddafi's death. This comes as rebel forces took Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte 2 months after the fall of his regime. Celebrations are erupting across the capital, Tripoli, and other Libyan cities. Keep listening for updates from NPR staff around the region. We'll be bringing you the latest details and reaction. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.